and gentlemen.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
But you know what? He pretty much kept the game manageable. We just couldn't get anything going. And you're going to have that too. I mean, you can't win 3-1 or whatever all the time. I mean, you know, we have to consistently score more runs.
Yeah, consistently score more runs would be the real key to it, because they scored a lot more runs the night before. And if they could just save them, like we said, could have just been 6 that night, 6 last night, and they would have won both of those games. Unfortunately, that's not the way that it works. They don't do series in aggregate scoring in Major League Baseball. And the Braves did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They scored 12 runs the night before. Logic says that they weren't going to come out and score any last night, and they didn't. They scored one run. They lost to the Nationals 5-1. And there you have it. I mean, it's
Mets
just,
won too, right?
And the Mets won. Yeah. They were getting no hit at one point. Like late, not every team's getting no hit at one point during a game, but they were getting no hit later in the game, and they came back and scored a bunch of runs. So there you have that. They play the Phillies 7 times before they play the Braves.
Well, maybe
so hopefully the Phillies can beat them up.
I ain't root for no damn Phillies to do nothing.
I know. What do you root for in that series?
Yeah, exactly. I ain't root for nothing. I'm rooting for all the lights go out in Shea Stadium, and they can't come back on. And it's a blackout, and they got to play at 11 o'clock on a weekday. That's what I'm rooting for.
All right.
Yeah.
Electrical failure?
Yes.
The Braves have the Dodgers for 4. Over the weekend, and then Monday.
I know we were talking about maybe last month about Freddie's baby. I saw the pictures Chelsea posted with the little man. We had the baseball game and everything, so I thought that was really
seems
cool.
Like he's doing better.
Yeah, seems like
thank God
for the little man. But yeah, I mean, it's hit or miss. It's literally hit or miss with this team.
Yeah,
it's literally
mostly miss.
Yeah, it's literally hit or miss with this Braves squad the way they are. I mean, they got backups to damn backups.
Yep.
On this squad right now.
Be honest with you, didn't realize Kevin Biggio was on the team. Saw him in the lineup last night. I was like, oh, yeah, Craig Biggio's kid.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if he was as good as his dad, then we'd be in business.
We'd have something. You know, we'd have something.
He's not.
No, he's not, dog.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to pick him up.
He's not,
in September to a minor league contract.
We saw the news yesterday. We talked about it on the show. Lopez going on a 15-day IL, which is a bummer. So he's not going to pitch probably anymore this season. And hopefully you can get him back, and he's ready to go if indeed you do get to the playoffs and you might need that guy.
Yeah, hopefully. Also, Darno is going to be coming back off of paternity leave. So congratulations to him and his family on the newest little D. they added another one. Day off today, Dodgers 4-game series. Hopefully they can do well in that series and keep hope alive, because things are looking a little bleak right now. We'll get Grant McCauley in here in an hour and get his thoughts on that and everything Braves. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins. This is kind of the guy we haven't heard from yet in this discourse, right? Everyone has their opinions on how he looked. Is it rust? Is he washed? Is it injury? What is it? Was it the Steelers? Here's Kirk Cousins talking to Rich Eisen yesterday.
Felt good during the game. Was really pleased with how, you know, my, you know, ankle, if you will, not just Achilles, but my ankle felt. Really felt good, and didn't take any big hits. So, you know, after week one, your typical soreness from a game, but nothing too excessive.
All right. I mean,
okay.
I mean, he felt good. All those things. I can't go nothing but by what he says. It's his body. Nobody knows him better than him. He said he looks good. I know we talked to Arch yesterday about moving the pocket and everything. And I think people, when they talk about his mobility, Kurt ain't mobile. Kurt ain't running.
No.
All right?
No.
Okay? But you can do certain actions with him that help him out. If they would have ran just 3 bootlegs in the game, they would have had positive play, because TJ was crashing.
Yes.
Every single time. Because there was no threat of Kirk Cousins moving out of there. You can run bootleg out of the pistol.
Oh,
you actually can.
Some of the slowest quarterbacks in the NFL have run bootleg.
Yes. You can run it out of the pistol, too. My thing is because I know the big thing we talked about was the under the center, blah, 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 blah. If this is something that they told them that they were going to implement, this is going to be a big part of what we do. Because nowadays, with the evolving of this Shanahan-type system, the quarterbacks are in the pistol more.
Yep.
I saw Tua was in it a lot. We know Stafford is in a lot in L.A.
Yeah, all the Shanahan-McVay tree people are incorporating more of it.
Yeah, they're doing it more.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously they're going to do something here. We'll talk to Joe Patrick later. And they want to put it in their, as far as their offense. I don't think it should be the staple considering what your quarterback does best.
Right.
But if that is what they're doing, then he's going to have to be learning on the job. He's going to be that learning on the job. And so we'll see on Monday. I'm fine right now, but let me see on Monday what happens.
Right. I mean, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot that happened on Sunday against the Steelers, but in the grand scheme of things, it's one of 17. So, you know, as much as you take away from what you saw, you can only really apply it to that one of 17. Now, if it looks like that again on Monday,
right,
then you kind of start to raise your eyebrows a little bit more. It's like, oh, they're all right. Because it's going to be weird to me one way or the other. Like, if they're in pistol as much as they were and in shotgun as much as they were and not under center at all again, that's going to be weird to me again. Now, at least it's going to say, well, I guess that's what they're going to do. I guess that's their plan.
Because the thing about being
do.
The shotgun all
conversely,
the time,
though, if they go back and it's like no pistol on Monday night, it's like, well, what was going on last weekend? Mm-hmm. Like, what are – all right, you know. And again, it'll still only be two of 17. You're not – I don't know. You always say four games is really the first time you can check in as like a real big, sizable chunk.
And I still believe that.
That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense because you're playing four different teams at that, like four different styles at that point. Ideally, some of that rust that might have been there week one has been brushed off a little bit. Whatever it is that doesn't exist week one, by game four, you know, hopefully you see the good.
Yeah.
Hopefully you see the good. Because, I mean, it's going to be weird to me if we go two games and Kirk Cousins is still not under center using play action to his disposal.
But we'll all view it a different way if it works.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, if they would have scored 31 points against the Steelers and he was in pistol half the time, no one would care.
Exactly. We wouldn't care.
Look, Zach Robinson's smart.
And that's why when I came back after, I think it was Tuesday when we were talking, after the Monday, whatever, overreaction Monday, that's why I was like, that was more Pittsburgh than anything to me, than him being in the pistol and all those different things. They weren't getting any separation from the receivers. They didn't have anybody protect. They didn't have a game plan or they didn't have an adjustment to the game plan to block number 90. I mean, so how do they go about it this week? We'll see. Maybe it is what they want to do, and Kurt's just got to figure it out on his own.
Yeah, maybe. Which would be wild. That would be wild. To sign a guy to do something at this age, coming off an injury that he's never done before.
Right.
So not only is he learning on the fly to do that, he's also attempting to get less rusty or healthier or whatever on the fly as well.
Yep.
There's a lot of on the fly there.
It is, man. It is. It is.
But that's life, isn't it?
But we'll see.
We're all on the fly.
We're just going to have to wait and see because I don't know.
Time
what,
only
I don't,
goes
because,
so fast.
And the thing about it, I don't
we
know
can't
what
speed it up.
I don't know what else to say other than that.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing about a one game sample size is.
And it's one. And the thing about it,
talk it out.
It's four quarters.
And we've talked it out.
It's four quarters.
And until they do something else, they can say everything. They've said, by the way, I could have told you what all these guys were going to say after the game on Sunday. Kirk wasn't going to go on Rich Eisen's show yesterday and be like, damn. I can't believe how bad that Achilles felt.
25 minutes of offense.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's it.
Not only one game. They only had the ball for 25 minutes
of offense.
Less than 10 drives.
Yes. 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more time. All right? 25 minutes.
Yep.
It's going to be all right, Andy.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's
I hope.
Be all right.
I hope it's going to be all right. I can't guarantee that.
It's going to be all right.
I know there's going to be more. You guaranteeing it's going to be all right?
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay, there you go. Now you think it's going to be all
right. I think it's going to be
all right. There you go. Well, that's like the other day when you were all in and then you were in.
But I'm not good. But that's what I'm saying. Don't come at me now. Randy, you said, hey, dog.
Well, that's all I'm saying is that's why I can't. I don't know. I hope it's going to be all right.
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay.
I think it's going to be okay.
I hope so.
And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt this time because it was 25 minutes of offense.
Sure. Right? No.
I'm not saying
it's not going to be all right.
Teams that
I just don't know.
Teams that played in the preseason, they weren't lighting it up either.
That's true.
Okay.
Anything that makes me feel better outside of what the Falcons did, beyond the Steelers being really good, and they're probably going to do that to a lot of offenses, is if you watched other games on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, there was a lot of offenses that looked bad.
And they
a
played.
Lot of good quarterbacks
and played,
that looked bad.
Some of them didn't,
but there was a lot of bad football.
It's 1 week, it's four quarters, it's 25 minutes. Let's see how they adjust off of it. They at least, to me, get to have that benefit of the doubt.
Of course.
Let's see what they are doing as far as adjustments going into this game to the offense and things like that. Because they're going to have to score points this game.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is.
They scored 34 points and left some points out there against the Packers.
Thank you, Boone. They should have scored them to 50 points against the Packers.
They scored 34 points with some bad turnovers.
Yes, yes. So you're going to have to put up points, and I'm talking about touchdowns. There's going to be no Young Wei Koo game. You got to score touchdowns this game if you're going to be able to not get the big to get the doors blown off of you up there in Philly.
Yeah, to make Tuesday a little bit more of a fun conversation than this last Monday was. You got the first game of week two tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bills-Dolphins. Should be a good one. Both those teams played pretty well in week one. The Dolphins had to come back and beat the Jaguars. Could have lost that game. The Bills had to come back as well. Josh Allen banged up, but that should be a fun one between two very good teams.
Josh Allen is 6-0 on Thursday night.
Really?
Yes, he's 11-2, I think, against the Dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he is...
good numbers.
I mean, the dude, he has to do everything.
Yeah.
The thing with the Dolphins had three big plays in that game. That's why they won it.
Yep.
All right? That's why they won the game. They did not play. Tua wasn't efficient and everything like that.
And it's funny, you look at his numbers. 338 and the touchdown. That's great.
Yeah.
That was on like three passes.
Yeah, it was on like three passes. Yeah. And so, I mean, they're going to be down there in Miami. I was a home field thing. Miami needs to win this game. They need to beat Buffalo just so they can beat Buffalo. But it's not going to be in the world they don't.